In this bulletin, Victoria's hotel quarantine cluster grows to 17. Renewed calls to extend JobKeeper. And in sport, Manchester United condemns continued online racial abuse targeting striker Anthony Marcial. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded two new cases of COVID-19 from 25,144 tests in the past 24 hours. One is a locally acquired infection, the other in hotel quarantine. The new local case is not a mystery infection. It was under investigation yesterday. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the individual is linked with the Holiday Inn, and that cluster now numbers 17.
They were not in the original net. They were not in our scope, if you like. This just further, I think, confirms why the advice from the Chief Health Officer to me and Cabinet to have this circuit breaker was the right call and remains the right call.
Victoria's five-day lockdown and state border closures have renewed calls for JobKeeper and JobSeeker support measures to be extended beyond March. Anglicare Australia and Mission Australia have again urged the federal government not to end the payments, nor to scale them back. The federal government is considering streamlining top-up payments to welfare benefits. Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp says the third lockdown is devastating for so many communities.
This lockdown number three is a major blow for Melbourne, but we can't give up. We've got to stay focused and unified to make sure this five-day lockdown does not go any longer. Our small business community particularly needs certainty and they need support, and that includes a comprehensive package with all levels of government setting out what we can do to create that economic stimulus.
The Federal and Northern Territory governments are negotiating a plan to almost triple the capacity of the Howard Springs quarantine facility. The aim is to take it up to 2,000 overseas travellers per fortnight. It comes as the number of international arrivals to Australia increases in most states and territories, except for Victoria. New South Wales will return to a weekly cap of 3,010 people and Queensland to 1,000 people. South Australia has increased its limit by 40 people a week to 530 and 512 for WA. University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely has warned of the importance to vaccinate international border staff and hotel quarantine workers as soon as possible.
Well, in retrospect, and actually about a month ago, some of us were arguing for it, the only thing we should have done was vaccinate our border earlier. There's 80,000 people working in quarantine and customs, where if we'd vaccinated them, it would have reduced the chance of them carrying the virus out by about 70-odd%. Which would have been great. Get our border vaccinated ASAP.
Crown Casino Chief Executive Officer Ken Barton has resigned, effective immediately. Helen Coonan will assume the role of Executive Chairman on an interim basis. It comes amid significant changes to satisfy regulators that threaten to deny the Crown Resorts Company a Sydney gaming licence. A Liberal Party staff member has alleged she was raped at Parliament House in March 2019 by a colleague. Media adviser Brittany Higgins claims she was forced to choose between reporting the incident to the police and maintaining her employment. Ms. Higgins alleges the assault took place in the office of the current Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds. Labor's Government Accountability spokesman Christina Keneally says she was disgusted to learn that Ms. Higgins was called to participate in a formal meeting in the room where the assault allegedly took place.
I was sick to my stomach when I read that this young woman was taken into the very office where she was assaulted to discuss the assault and to discuss whether or not she was going to go to the police. I think we need to hear from Minister Reynolds, and I think we need to hear from the government as to the extent to which this case has been handled appropriately.
ACT police received a report in April 2019 in relation to an alleged assault a few days earlier at Parliament House. Investigators spoke to the complainant, who chose not to proceed with a formal complaint. To sport, Manchester United Football Club and the Players' Union have condemned continued racist online abuse targeted towards striker Anthony Martial. He was again on the receiving end of it following Manchester United's 1-1 draw with West Bromwich Albion. Earlier this week, Instagram announced new measures to tackle online abuse in response to the wave of recent abuse targeting footballers. Well, now today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, 37 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 30. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, a few showers, 21. Much the same in Sydney and Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, a possible shower and 30 degrees. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and 31. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.